Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention, you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Satan! 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 Satan!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the world's greatest internet radio show,
Spankwagon Radio.
We're the 2 hours of metal power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. What's going on in here?
Kill all.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spankwagon Radio. You paid $9.95 for the edge of this, for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
And I fucked that up, too.
You're dead.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Friday night, the world's greatest internet radio show.
I'm sorry, what?
The world's greatest internet radio show.
Spankwagon Radio.
Is live. And maybe not, because you're listening to this while walking your dog and listening to your iPod. As a matter of fact,
why are they screaming live? It's Tuesday afternoon.
And they're saying it's Friday. What's wrong with them?
What do they mean, world's greatest internet radio show?
What's the internet? I mean, isn't that just for porn?
The internet is for more than porn, Bobby.
Really? What is the internet truly for, Mr. Murphy?
I'm lying. It's for porn.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say. What?
I made all that up.
You're telling me it's not real?
Man, I need the Hulk walking away music right now because it would fit in perfect.
But you forget the cable.
I forgot the cable.
Shit. Ghetto ass elevator music's what this is.
Hey, I try to do the Hulk, so.
Yeah, well, you know, you're. I think, how much cologne are you wearing, dude? Because, like, I'm all watery-eyed and misty-eyed or whatever. And I was
hoping for you to suck my cock today.
Oh, I see. The girl with the boobs isn't here, so you got to go after one of the white guys. I don't know, dude.
You're still packing a B cup.
Oh, I know, but it's mostly muscle now. Mostly. Not all.
Yeah.
I'm still a fat bastard. Ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online. Official website, spankwagon.net. Pretty cool. We got a chat room, and I already got people in the chat room. I'll get the cam up here. You're going to ghetto it.
Speaking of websites.
Ghetto.
What the hell is that? Oh. That was close.
Okay. Cheap ass is holding the mic to the speaker on a MacBook.
Shit works. I guess.
Yeah, I can hear the RF off of the MacBook.
It was one of the best songs ever.
It just made me cry. Anyway.
Yeah, well, so seeing, did your
seeing,
email.
Well, seeing a big green man run off of his...
green man with little package because the jeans never really ripped. And the Incredible Hulk, but
I can't really hear when you're saying. I'm really strong.
So you're telling me Incredible Hulk is all retard strength.
Retard strength and death strength.
Well, I must say, Spankwagon has a new website, too.
We do?
Uh-oh.
I do?
Yes, you do.
What?
It's called www.myspace.com/Spankwagon Media. I did it. I had to do it.
I'm afraid to ask. Why didn't you just ask me for the password and use the one we already have?
Because it doesn't do video.
Dude, why is there a picture of your cock on this?
I need video. Does it do video?
Yeah. It's MySpace.
Seriously, why is there a picture of
your
cock?
Oh, you talk about for your site? No, 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 no.
Oh, wow.
Wait. What do you mean my site? Okay, first off, let's you just said you opened up another. There's two now, Spankwagon MySpaces.
Oh, yeah.
Nuke
nice.
Your shit. I'll give you the password.
No.
I like his layout, actually.
Listen to me,
no,
will you?
No, it's not going to fit in with the current website. You got too much shit on there already.
Well, I'll
look
hit
at,
it
look at the site.
Dude, here. How about this? Decaf, would you like to take over the Spankwagon MySpace?
No, I want to do this separately. Because I think it works out better. Look at the site.
There ain't no fucking
because
way we
you
have
got,
enough
you got
people
so much,
want to be our friend twice.
But you got so much shit on the other side already. Look at the fucking site before you start jumping.
I gotta say, I do like this. This is actually kind of nice. Let's see here. I like the big four-way picture there.
All right, Spankwagon Media. Look, and it's got sparkly shit right on the motherfucking front.
Sparklies.
All right, wait. Why don't I just hand you Spankwagon? No.
Spankwagon Media, new site.
Oh, good.
Let him have his shit. Don't worry about it.
Shit. It's just, I worry. See
this. What is this video on here?
There's different videos. Scroll.
Where do you get the videos?
Scroll down. No. Scroll down.
All right. So, Spankwagon Radio, apparently we have two MySpaces we're so needing for friends. We have 32 Twitter sites and...
and a Facebook.
LinkedIn. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm not knocking, but if you wanted to do it, I could have just handed you the keys to Spankwagon's current one. And
no,
you
because
nuke
you, guys,
it.
You guys have so much stuff on already. It's not going to fit in.
Fuck it.
I
nuke it
do.
And pave it.
Excuse me. It's not even
oh, Jesus
what I wanted
Christ.
To do.
Jesus Christ.
Let me be the artist here, okay? Let's scroll the fuck down.
You do realize he's accomplished more with his MySpace in like, what, a day than you've accomplished with the actual Spankwagon.net in like 4 years?
Look at this motherfucking yeah. picture.
Oh, yes. Me and my wonderful face. Oh, look at this. Yeah, there you go. Hey, we got C's titties and us with porn stars.
And then there's videos, too, but they're not going to add more pictures of
but
stuff.
You
gentlemen,
to,
there are more pictures of just, us with porn stars coming soon.
I just realized something, though. He didn't do it under radio or music.
You're not registering. There are more pictures of us with porn stars coming soon.
Yes. Very nice.
That's all I can say for right now.
Okay. All right. I can handle that. I'll have to check this out, Spankwagon Media. Yes. MySpace.com.
Why does this
Spankwagon
one picture
Media.
Here right underneath the wow, right underneath the banner with the logo, why is there a picture here of Mark trying to catch a load in his mouth? Aim here, boys! Aim here, Thaler! Ah!
I like it.
With my Cheney's Got a Gun t-shirt.
Yeah, it needs work. I mean,
why are all the pictures of me looking... Why are there no good pictures of me?
There's
what is
a
this?
Good picture of you. Look, right above Lexi.
Yeah, where you're staring into the... Oh, wait, yes. They look like generic high school photos.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it great?
I'm like, hello. My name's Murphy.
Oh, it's going
to
be a shit.
Well, you like to be my friend.
According to this, though, if you know, you wear the same clothes all the time. Looks like two different locations, but all the same fucking clothes.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, it's very cool. Spankwagon Media.
Look at the other video.
Tom is our friend.
Go to more...
Spankwagon Media.
Go to more videos, whatever.
Oh.
Last week.
Yeah, okay. Huh. Scrappy getting scrappy. Wow.
Well, go to the...
Hold on. I'm going to pause my music so I can play the video properly here.
Play the video, damn it.
Damn it, I am. Motherfucker.
Oh, fuck you, I'm out. You're late.
Everyone just let Scrappy talk.
Would you take that thing?
Now, go to the other ones. The more. The one I
more
love.
More from this user?
The one I love is the one of Murphy.
Oh, Jesus.
I got some from the...
Is it me making an idiot of myself?
that's from the show.
Why is it sideways?
Because that's how my wife recorded it.
Oh, okay.
knocked in the hen?
Well, not the knock in the hen is good, too, but the other one of Murphy.
All I got is Krillin and Company knocked in the head and Scrappy getting scrappy.
It should be...
View all three.
Fail.
Wow. Oh, maybe.
You are fail.
Maybe it didn't download.
You are fail.
I created a website.
Hold on a second.
Oh, now he's getting all technical. Like, motherfucker, I know I'm technical.
Hi, my name's Murphy, and at least I can master MySpace.
The knock in the head was last week, too.
Nice.
Yeah, that's Francisco last week in the studio. Well, I'll get that up on the site, spankwagon.net, of course, the main site. And I have done way more of that site in 4 years. And
yeah, redesigned it every 6 months and never really been happy with it.
I redesigned it every 2 years. That's kind of my average right now, is every 2 years, give it a chance to fail. I'm just saying, I give it a chance to fail. I need to do some work on this site, getting up a stream. Are we going with this gimmick or your gimmick?
What, huh?
Are we going with Brothers Against Losers streaming AM crap?
We could spend all night making these calls, because it doesn't sound like these guys have a whole lot of people. Let's let our listeners in on what's going on.
Okay, why don't you do that? I got to work on the audio.
You do the little worky-worky. Okay, so here's the deal, guys. All of you know, here on Spankwagon Radio, we're part of the LV Rocks family. And part of the LV Rocks family is Mr. Papa Joe Chevalier.
Papa Joe Chevalier!
Thank you very much. Now, as much fun as we make of Papa Joe, not really Papa Joe, but the people who work for him.
I smell me a white woman.
Chicken!
Two faces. Two whole chickens.
I eat the bones, too!
As much fun as we make of the people, we do love Papa Joe.
God, I hate this website.
And Papa Joe, for those of you who don't know, he's a real radio guy, not fake radio like us. He does real radio. And we do this shit for fun. He gets paid to do it. And he has a show here on a local AM station. The station's KLAV. And they're an interesting little station.
KLAV, Las Vegas. I don't fucking know. I'm just making the shit
baby,
up.
Baby, if you ever wondered, whatever became of me, I'm living on the air.
All right, shut the fuck up.
Anyway, he has a show there. Now, there's a couple of other shows. One of the shows, though, is Real Kid Radio. Papa Joe fired a...
Okay. Well, okay. This is them.
This is them. Papa Joe fired a preemptive shot across their bow, you know, as all good radio wars start. Now, here's the problem with Papa Joe.
I eat them! They look tasty!
Don't, Hagrid, don't.
I want to eat!
Let's talk about those Pittsburgh Steelers. Anyway, so Papa Joe... We love Papa Joe. The problem is Papa Joe does not have the time and energy to direct towards these idiots. So,
because he gets tired when he walks across the room.
He does.
Oh, Jesus.
Look, he's an old fat
There's
man.
There's 12 fucking stairs out there. Oh, my God.
You should have... You know, guys, the night...
I'm only halfway up the staircase.
Do you remember... Do you guys remember the night we had Lexi in studio? Papa Joe had come back.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, he was going to have a myocardial infarction right there. On the. He saw Lexi and did not know what to do. He was,
look at the titties. Look at the titties. Oh, my God.
Clear. I thought we were about to have to do CPR on his old ass. But Papa Joe...
I give a master...
I'm going to eat me some white woman.
I'm going to eat me fat what? Ew.
No, that was not a fat white woman. Holy crap, we could have rubbed her legs together and started a fire. But
you ain't lying.
But anyway, so Papa Joe does not have the time or the energy to dedicate to embarrassing these idiots on their own show. So, of course, in comes the Papa Joe Chevalier Hit Squad, otherwise known as Spankwagon Radio. Because if there's something below the belt, childish, and immature to be done, well, you bet your sweet asses we're going to be the ones to do it. Anybody want to see my butt on the webcam again?
Can I get it? Amen.
Quick, let's make a racial joke. Mix it up a little bit.
Negro! All right. Hey, by the way, I guess we're supposed to like do some ad recording.
We got some ad recording we have to do. Hey, turn on the camera. We got people who want to see us. Mindy Lou Bob. Apparently, she's in town for NASCAR.
I know a Mindy Lou Bob, but I don't think it's the same one.
I know a Mindy Lou Bob, too.
Oh, dear God. Do we need to go get our shots? Oh, shit, I got a call. Hold on.
You sure do have a pretty mouth. Uh-oh. Is this a real call?
Hey.
Is it a real call?
Uh-oh.
Pipe it through.
Who is this?
Put the call on the air.
Really?
Who? Put the call on the air.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is
it? You got to turn it up.
Hello? Dude.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes
we can hear you.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Who's this?
This is Scrappy.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Shut up. You know who this is.
Nappy.
Are we
Nappy?
Getting pranked by them already?
Is it Nappy?
Yeah, it's Nappy.
It's Nappy. Do we have Don Imus on the line?
Nappy ho, nappy headed ho.
Hey, there's that racial joke we were looking for.
Thank you.
That's cat, you're going to be rude to me now, huh? After all this. I love you so much.
I got
to
tell you,
if
I
you love
bummed.
Us, show us your boobies.
No, I'm talking about decaf.
There's no love there.
Oh, did you just hang up on
her?
No,
she's muted.
Oh, okay. She's going to hang up.
She will.
I'm not.
Scrappy is
really?
Out
Let's
there.
Try,
Now, hold on a second. Scrappy is out live at the Speedway. She's doing a count of people with all their teeth.
So far, she's up to one hand.
So how many people?
Am I on?
You are.
Am I muted still?
No, you're live.
You know what? I don't give a fuck what you guys say. Homeboy Kevin Hardick is sexy as
Kevin
hell.
Kevin Hardick.
And he has all his teeth. So you
can... mute her. So anyway, so she's out there with a bunch of rednecks.
Wait, is she... Like, she's a NASCAR fan?
She's spending the weekend in an RV.
Wait. She bangs black dudes. And she's a NASCAR fan?
Yeah, go ahead and bring her back up.
Okay.
This is fun.
I want to say something.
There she is. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
So, have you banged any NASCAR fans yet?
Not yet, but give me 3 more days.
I was going to say, is your ultimate NASCAR fan like a black pro wrestling NASCAR fan with like all his teeth and a cock that resembles a fire hydrant?
No. I'm on the quest.
You're on a quest to find you a NASCAR man, huh?
She wants to grab a dude
with
by the rat tail.
Teeth. With all his teeth.
Well, I hope you like mullets. That's all I'm really going to say on that. So
you know what? That's not fair.
It's not fair?
That's so unfair.
Look where you are.
I'm seeing where I am. Well, I'm at the Hilton right now.
Hey, did
that's
you?
Where the Kevin Harvick meet and greet was, the Hilton. But we're headed back to the racetrack right now.
Are you going to sneak in alcohol like I taught you?
Did I what? Yes. Oh, you know what's actually funny? Bob's a disabled veteran. He's got two huge
balls.
What are they called? Bottles on the
testicles.
Back of his chair. One is full of Gatorade and one is full of like Heineken or something.
Heineken. Oh, you're sneaking Heineken.
Kind of beer, like,
what the fuck's
wait. She's muted again. Wait. You're in Redneck Hall of Fame territory and you sneak in Heineken? I'm agreeing with Decaf on this one. What the fuck? Okay, sorry.
What's the other one? Daniel Adams? I don't remember.
Okay, wait a minute. Did she just pick up on the mute
Sweetheart, she fucked up your drink, dude.
Sweetheart, I got to tell you something. You're out in Bush country, so if it's not Budweiser, you might as well be prepared to be lynched.
I don't care. I'm not drinking it.
So what?
Who's going to lynch a handicapped guy?
You should have brought some vodka in a flask. Or Jack in a flask like
or
I
did. Or I could have not.
She wants who to jack off and what?
Jack off in a flask.
Oh, Barbara Ray.
Hold on. Scrap.
What's that?
What's going on right now is we were just talking about, basically, we have to enact what's called Brothers Against Losers Streaming AM Crap.
Otherwise known as?
Brothers
Ball
Against
Sack.
Losers?
What? Will you shut? I hate telephone caller. I'm just kidding.
I can't hear you guys when you guys all talk at one time. Hello? Hello?
The Money Shot. They were farted.
I like it all. Yeah. I don't just get compilation DVDs of just The Money Shot, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, about. No, that would be a waste of $5.
But it is only $5, so.
Maybe. I've seen them go as high as like $7.50. It's hot in here.
What the hell?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's just you.
Yeah, it is.
Are you guys there? Bob, we can go down this way.
All right, when are we going to come back from break?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
We really need to think about coming back from break soon.
God damn it, I just accidentally shut down this shit.
How many songs do we have left?
At least 4.
Okay. Is she still out there in Redneck?
I don't know. Let's find out. Scrap, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. What the fuck was that?
Hello?
Hello?
Can we hear?
Hello?
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 I can't get anything off of this line.
Sorry, she'll come back. She'll come back.
Now you're going to make me hang up.
She'll come back. I know she will.
I don't know what's going
on. She probably just put the phone down. She probably had to pee.
That makes sense. She is a chick.
Stupid, whatever.
She is a chick, and I swear to God.
Chicks have to go pee all the time. Yeah. Well, then we should call her mom, because obviously her mom's going to be with her. They all go piss at the same time. You really did shut that shit off, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's awesome. Phenomenal.
How many got? What do we got? A minute?
Oh, we got at least 12 minutes left.
All right.
And then we got to come back and talk about this whole brothers against losers streaming AM crap.
Ballsack. I still like Mothers Against Prop Comics, but I think your Ballsack one works even better.
You know, because basically these guys are going to make fun of Papa Joe, or Papa Joe said something to them. They called and pranked Papa Joe, so we're going to listen to their show and we're going to find an in to call him.
Do you even know who Papa Joe is?
I know who Papa
Joe
is.
No, I know who you is, but Scrappy, you know who Papa Joe is?
Thanks for ruining the bit.
What's you know, we were going to just go until she hung up.
Hear me. I already knew it was a lame bit. Chris, you already know you're a shitty liar.
I don't know. You believe I love you.
The only... Oh, really? Oh, man, what I could say to in return to that right now. No, the only person I know who lies well out of the three of you is Decaf, so...
Lies well? Oh, why am I lying?
Because you're black. Duh.
I never lie.
What you talking about? I did not get no food stamps.
I always... I don't know what you mean. Well, We're running out of time on this television.
We are running out of time on this.
Okay, so
Scrappy, can we call you in a little while?
What?
Can we call you back, sweetie?
That's not a... Keep going. Yeah, call me back.
Okay, we'll call you back.
All right, so basically what
I wonder which one's the mental invalid there, but anyway. Anyway, so these guys start taking calls in about 10 minutes. Bring their audio up.
Court find out. Then what happens?
Oh, wait, they're taking calls early.
Jail, maybe?
Exactly.
Do you have their number?
Say,
no, you should have that.
You meet your brother, who's 25 years old, and you have sex with him. Then what happens?
Well, that's still incest. That's not. That has nothing to do with being gay. That's still incest.
They don't have to hear us. They're not hearing us.
So this is their fucking show going on right now?
Yeah. This is their show going on right now. Live off of AM radio.
Okay, let me write down the number.
Pretty sure.
I think you're probably. My brother gets home from work. We're going to test this out.
All right. I want you.
Do we
want to
go with the anti-Semite thing first?
What kind of show is it anyway?
No. They're doing. They're asking
tell you
for.
We'll call the cops.
Well, we have to call the cops to find out.
Oh, yeah, to see if they'll get arrested.
I think they're doing the whole.
You'll get arrested for sure.
We need your.
Doesn't matter. What
we want. We want to give advice. Thing. There's
another. Brian, if you had a hot sister or an ugly friend, which would you rather do?
Just a guy friend, you're saying?
Yeah, but he's an ugly guy.
Jeez, you're the worst. I would just.
I got it. I know what we'll do. I'll know what we'll do. You bring it up.
No, you have to get a release, or else you'll blow up.
I would just end it all.
No, you have to. There's no push. There's no way out of this.
Here.
Hang up on him.
Let's hold on with this.
All right. Hey, I do what Brian says, so we're dumping him.
You're putting too much pressure on me.
We got to figure out what they're calling him.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yep. Anyhow, so.
Good luck with your sister.
Tell you what, Brandon, if you had a hot sister, I'd probably have sex with her.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyhow, so obviously that's one person's view, but you don't put homosexuality right up there.
Wow.
Incest.
No, I think they're pretty different things to me.
What are they talking
Most
about?
Certainly.
Homosexuality.
One's a choice, and the other one's, you know, you're born with.
I would never, which one, incest is you're born with?
So who's going to be Bradley Trammell first?
The listener.
Nice. That's a little. We
I don't know. I think we need another
there.
Call from Professor
Make
Huffington
sure
Glue.
Make sure that if you have anything to say about what we say or what anyone else says,
you can join in on the fun.
Join in at 866-820-KLAV or local 731-1230. Also, Real Kid Radio on AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh,
AIM. We got Kevin Scampoli, the voice of
Jesus
Instant
Christ.
Messenger.
These guys fucking
yeah.
suck.
We got a message.
Jesus.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Kevin Scampoli.
Well, there seems to be some inter-listener clashing.
Some battles.
Yeah, and I got to love the Star Wars talk you was just given, Brandon, the whole Leia and Luke thing. Should they or shouldn't they have? Why is George,
what
Luke,
in
George
the
Lucas a piece
fuck
of crap?
Is going
incest.
On here.
They're talking about incest.
Scarecrow sending us a message. You know, what did Brandon say? That he's a homo or something like that?
He did call him a homo.
All right, exact quote. Well, Brandon is the N-word, so we're even. So I think
we could say nigger.
Who wins? Brian, what do you say?
Don't ask me. Don't bring me into this.
I think
so,
it'd be worse
so
when to
we
be
call them,
man.
I don't know.
Yeah, for Brandon.
Just saying. Anyway, I think Brandon's parents would.
How much dead air?
This is
bad.
This is
bad.
Apparently, they're show. A sex-based show.
Are they really?
So now we get some fun. Anyway, get dialing, so, my friend. Here, bring them down so they don't hear us.
Yeah, they're down. They're down. They're down.
Okay, now this gets interesting.
All right, let me. Since we already know their number, we'll just do. Sorry, it's going to be choppy.
It's okay.
What's KLAV spell? Because I don't have an alphanumeric on here.
I don't have one either. Look on the phone next to you.
That's behind me. Someone.
A is five.
Oh, five. Shit. No, drop.
552.
Wait, hold on.
552 what? Eight? Yeah, 5528.
Okay. Decaf, we're muting our mics for this.
Okay.
And we're gone.
Real Kid Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
So I kind of wanted to talk to the guys about something since you guys are talking about sex.
What's your name, please?
My name's Murphy.
What is it?
Murphy.
Hold on.
compilation to do a Brian thing, like the Money Shot compilation. So I can't give you a title. Let me look it up. I'm the internet guy.
Well, I can't think of anyone because it's just not something that's always fresh on my mind. I can't even think. I didn't know who Natalie Portman was exactly, so I don't know if you're asking necessarily the right guy.
Very sad. So we're going to ask Murphy, who's on the line. Murph.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Murphy. Hey, what actress would you like most like to see naked in a movie?
Dakota Fanning. What, was that not right? Did I get that one wrong?
No, that's right.
Oh,
that's
okay,
right.
Yeah, Dakota Fanning.
All right, good.
Nothing says I love you like hearing a pelvis snap. I got a question for you guys, and I'm kind of torn about this, and some friends and I were discussing it. I know it's completely off what you guys are doing, but I got to ask this.
Okay.
So if you have a tranny, you know, perform oral on you in a car, is that gay?
Absolutely not.
Okay, because I heard, like, okay, so this friend of mine, Mark, he was out in a car, and he thought he picked up a girl, and she, you know, did that, and then he, like, started reaching between her legs, and he felt something there, and he was kind of conflicted about it, and, I mean...
Did he ever make sure that it was a wiener?
Yeah, he felt it was, sure enough, I mean, I guess it was, he said it was as big as his forearm.
Wow.
And,
does
you know...
Does he have little arms?
No, he's a fairly large guy. He's not as big as that one dude, Hagrid, but he is, I mean, he's kind of a bulky guy. So, I mean, right. Is that gay?
I don't think so. I would definitely have to see this tranny to be absolutely sure. Did you get a good look at him?
I wasn't there, but Mark was there, and he said that she was pretty passable. So, I mean, we've got this one friend, we call him Decaf, and I mean, he's pretty passable when he puts on a dress, when he does karaoke and stuff, but I don't know, because I wasn't there, so it's kind of hard for me to say.
Well, it sounds like your buddy's got a, you know, plausible deniability where
okay.
He can say
right.
that he thought it was a chick. I don't even know why he told you that.
Well, I mean, we were just kind of talking because, you know, we have an internet radio show called Spankwagon Radio that's live every Friday from 7 to 9. You know, we're good friends of Papa Joe Chevalier.
Good.
And, you know, we were talking about that. And switch on your mics, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys. You're live on our show. How you doing?
Sounds great.
So we heard you guys took a couple of shots at our boy Papa Joe this week.
I think it was last week. Out of town. Maybe we did this week.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is my first time tuning in to you guys. We were turned on to you guys by our EP, our PD here.
I can't even talk on the air because I'm going to say a cuss word.
I know.
Yeah, this is
you're
so going to
get you guys kicked off.
We're internet radio, so we pretty much have freedom to say anything.
Well, good for you.
So, how introduce our listeners to your show. We'll give you a chance to plug you guys on our show.
Okay. Well, this is CB Radio. We're on AM 1230 in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and then obviously on your show, wherever that is. We talk about sex. We talk about your friend Mark and his tranny obsession with Papa Joe. Was it Papa Joe that he was trying to have oral sex with?
Actually, I think it was Papa Joe's executive producer, Hagrid.
Nice.
Have you guys seen Hagrid?
I have yet to see Hagrid.
Yeah, you know the character Hagrid from Harry Potter?
Absolutely.
He's bigger than him.
Makes him look like Lohan.
Yeah, hilarious.
So,
you guys are the best.
So
we
now,
should listen to your show.
You should. Spankwagon.net live every Friday.
We're on the internet too, you know, and we know the rules. Don't you ever call in a Real Kid Radio again.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Hey, Brian, I got some new...
Aww. Aww. He dropped. We know the rules.
There's
we
rules?
Know the rules.
I didn't know there was rules.
There's rules?
Let's see. Wait.
Oh, no.
I have yet to see Hagrid.
You know the character Hagrid from Harry Potter?
Absolutely.
He's
bigger than him.
Makes him look like Lola.
Yeah, hilarious. You guys are the best. We should listen to your show. Shut up. You're worthless. We're on the internet too, you know, and we know the rules. Don't you ever call in a Real Kid Radio again. Hey, Brian, I got some nude here for Charlize Theron if you want to.
Let's give it a minute and we'll dial him up again.
So there's plenty.
Eon Flux.
Really?
Head in the Clouds, The Life and Death of Peter Sellers.
Don't you ever call here again. We know the rules.
The problem is we all talk.
Sweet November.
Yeah, I know.
Reindeer Games, The Yards.
Oh, my gosh.
Cider
you know what
rules,
I think we need to do?
Advocate,
I think we need to turn our listeners loose on them.
You know, we ought to. Everybody, if you want to just go ahead and give a shout-out for Spank Wagon Radio, do two different things. Murph's putting it in the chat room. Also, drop us a line on the chat room right before you give them a call so we could tune in. 1-866-820-5528. Be polite. Don't swear. Don't use profanity. Don't do anything that's immediately going to get you kicked off. But let them know how fucking rocking Spank Wagon Radio is. That's all we ask. That's all we need. Merv's putting it in there. Let him know how awesome we are.
God damn. I'll tell you, man. I listen to that bullshit. Our show is so much fucking
funnier
than that. God, that shit is garbage,
dude. Listen.
But it was Jim and them. Well, Real Kid Radio did declare war on Papa Joe, specifically Jim and them. So if you do want to talk, you could talk to Jim and them in 2 weeks on KLAV, or you can keep an eye on when we record our next podcast. You can talk to us on Talk Shoe.
It's all over the internet.
However, we will win this radio war!
If you want to play again, you can actually call back any week, because that was actually kind of fun. I liked hearing about your friend sucking on a tranny
wiener. Yeah, but Hagrid's huge, and he's going to kick our butts, guys. That's kind of the implication.
I think they got the wrong huge.
He's big. He's Hagrid. He's huge. We're scared.
And he gives Papa Joe oral sex, so I'm really excited about it. Anyway, so I wonder if Papa Joe's ever been to the drive-through strip club that's in Congruity, Pennsylvania.
Congruity?
What?
Fuck talks about Congruity.
So what?
Climax is a drive-through strip club in Congruity, Pennsylvania.
All right, so still they're kind of meh. Oh, my God. So, okay, we really need anybody in the chat room right now. Just do it. Come on. I can't even believe our chat room's not even going to go fight for us. With us, because we already called. All right, what we're going to do real quick is we need to take a short break. Fuck, that means I got to pause their audio.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. You know what? Let's play their audio through our break. Let's just play them.
All right, I can handle that. All right, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. Greatest internet radio show ever. Oh, and they're Real Radio. By the way, I want to just let everybody know, full disclosure kind of a thing, because we tell everybody the truth. They're not on KLAV because KLAV wanted them. They're on KLAV because they got money enough to pay to play per hour. I think it's like $70 an hour, maybe even more. I'm not sure anymore.
And it's a waste of money because they need to shut the fuck up.
Someone just said in the chat room it's long distance. No, 1-866 is a toll-free number. 1-866-820-KLAV or 5528. We'll listen to them. We'll take a break. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And honestly, come on.
They're all an ass because they're...
Well, maybe they're all like,
a great
excited. They're excited afterwards.
I forgot to put it in park.
Yeah.
How absurd.
So that's... the guy who owns it, Nick Climax. That's his name.
What's the name of the place
it's
again?
It's called Climax.
Mark, yeah. We can't subject our listeners to this. We really
can't.
Yeah,
no, it feels
like
this
good point.
This
I
is hard.
I want to keep my keep
go ahead.
Listeners. Let me bring them down and let me pause theirs.
Yeah, pause theirs and maybe we'll call back here in a little bit and
don't you ever call back here again.
I know the rules.
I know the rules.
What rules?
I know the rules.
No, this will be. They're listening. Okay, wait a minute. I'm talking to the person here from Real Kid Radio. They're talking. We're talking back and forth. They're listening to us now. Listening to us play them. So
see now. Wait. If you really want to talk about things, this is truly like a meta situation.
Yeah.
You know, listening. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, because we're live on the internet, we're going to drop the N-word by an N-word.
Uh-oh.
Nigga!
Oh, my God!
Wait. Let's make this even more infuriating. You ready?
What?
Ready?
Wait, you can't. You're white.
I'm going to do it.
You're white. Don't do it. Don't.
Nigger.
Ah! You motherfucker. You racist motherfucker.
You want to call me a Mick and make yourself feel better? Do it.
Mick!
See, now you tried to say Massa there for a second. And I know you did.
You always trick me, motherfucker.
Oh my gosh. Okay, go to the music. We'll take a short break. Guys, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
It's the internet. I'm gonna use their theme song. I think that's the rules.
Oh my god.
War. Start a nuclear war.
superstar at the gay bar. Yeah, you're a superstar at the gay bar. You're a superstar at the gay bar. Superstar.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Internet Pro Wrestling Radio Show.
Oh shit, no.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
We broke the rules!
We break all the rules!
Hello! Hello?
I don't think you guys know what you're doing right now.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't think you have any fucking clue what you're getting involved in, you two.
All right.
Or is it two?
There's three of us here tonight.
Well, to be honest, it sounds like one voice. Y'all sound the same, so I can't tell. Now, let me tell you right now, Papa Joe, 17 years in the business.
You have to talk so fucking loud in the microphone?
Hold on. He's on the phone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
It's a phone. It's a cell phone, bro. Turn me down. You got the controls. You're controlling the show. You ready? You want me to continue?
Go for it, dude. You got all time. All the time.
All right. We know the rules here. Now,
wait. Time out.
You know the rules?
What are these rules? Because we still get to learn.
Because we break all the rules.
Rule number one of Spankwagon Radio. You must play wacky sound effects and have crazy shock jock voices, because that's good radio, right?
I don't have
crazy shock jock voices. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm the same. It's great. But anyways, let me continue about Papa Joe. This is what it's about. Papa Joe. 18 years in the business, and he's still at the fucking studio that we just started at, and we've been doing our show for a year. He's worthless. He's a fat nothing. He's an internet star, apparently, since he's on the Spankwagon LV Rock show. By the way, LV Rocks is a joke. It's a bunch of stand-up comics who can't succeed.
Okay, now hold on. Hold on just a sec. I gotta call you out on something.
I'm fucking depressed now.
Now you're gonna make my large black man cry. Do you need that kind of white guilt tonight? Let me tell you something first off. Everybody here who pays to be on the radio, raise your hand. Did I hear your hand go up?
Is this a visual joke on the radio? Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's part of the
play
gag.
A sound effect now of someone not raising their hand. That's funny.
Wow.
You guys are shock jocks.
Wow.
You're going to be successful. 7 years, right? You guys been doing it for 7 years? You still on LV Rocks?
Hold on. Am I listening to Opie and Anthony?
Am I
hearing that there?
I thought I heard
a little Ron and Fez in there too, but I couldn't really be sure.
Hey, I'll accept that part, but yeah. Maybe a little Hideout, maybe a little CT and Jiven. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, I can flow with that. I can flow with that. Now, hold on a sec. There is.
Hey, which one am I talking to?
This is Murphy.
What's the other one?
Trencher.
And I'm Decaf.
Did you say tarantula?
He does kind of. I mean, if you're going to be realistic, he does kind of look at like a tarantula.
No,
but no.
Give me your names. Murphy, all right, that's doable. Murphy.
All right, my name's Huff.
Okay, now it's wacky time. Play a sound effect again.
Hey, we got some wacky sound effects for you. Here's the sound
know.
Of a
we don't do
here's the sound of an internet hack trying to get
you
on another show.
We're not internet hacks. We're on the real radio. RealKidRadio.com, by the way, if you want a real internet.
Oh, you broke the rules. You broke the rules.
RealKidRadio.com. We hit and run dot info.
Real
Kid. Papa Joe is a piece of shit.
Real.
18 years.
That's brutal. Dude, the guy is he's a legend.
A legend, yeah. Oh, what, because he's on a couple AM stations calling himself a sports show, then going on about movies?
Hey, he's been
5 minutes a show, 8 minutes a break.
Hey, but he's been on the air for a long-ass fucking time, my friend.
Who's that? Who's this black guy now? I didn't know you had coloreds in the studio. Let's keep up with the time.
Oh.
He's called me a color.
Is that tarantula?
Uh-oh. I think it's time for a darker perspective right here in live. Oh, man.
No, it's time for a wacky sound effect, I think is what it's time for.
We don't have sound effects. That's the really funny thing.
The really funny thing is your fake voices that all sound the same, and then you have the nerve to call us anything.
Yeah,
really fake voices there. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we play another game here?
Dude,
you're on my show. How are you going to tell me the rules to my show? You come up into my house.
You better use the word show.
Here, let's try another internet spank wagon rule. Why don't you turn his mic down a little bit?
Did you say
you're on my show, motherfucker?
RealKidRadio.com.
Keep plugging it, because you know I'm sure there's all of like 17 people that are going to go and hit that.
Yeah, because that's
your website looks like it was built off of GeoCities. You realize this, right? Like, what'd you use, like the Yahoo toolkit for that shit? I mean, I've looked at your site here, and I got to tell you something. Your little shit fucking whatever feed that is across the bottom that pulls up and pulls down your little menu system, who made that? What is that, Ajax 1.1? A widget. No, a widget is something you put in the dashboard or a confabulator. What you've got there is a web-based ASP product that doesn't work for shit and looks like it was programmed by some kid from ITT.
I get it.
Internet talk. Yeah, internet talk. You guys are being real nerdy there.
We'll argue, and you'll just bring up internet mumbo-jumbo, and I'll actually be a radio star. How's that sound? I'll be a radio god.
Are you sure that Vegas...
Are
you sure that local Vegas AM radio really qualifies you as a radio star?
I don't know, Papa Joe, does it? You tell me.
I wish I was Papa Joe Chevalier. That guy gets paid.
Can I download your show later? Because I need the quote, I wish I was Papa Joe Chevalier. So
you
I can
certainly can.
You can
isolate that audio. You can isolate that audio. Because I've got yours of you going, you broke the rules. I know how it works.
By the way, you did. You broke the rules. RealKidRadio.com. We set the rules.
Did we curse? Did we do anything?
No. It's their tagline.
Oh, that's their tagline.
Oh, don't let them force feed you our tagline.
That's it.
RealKidRadio.com. Now, anyways.
Well, hold on. I'm sorry. What was that? Hold on. Let me ask a question. Where the fuck you come up with Real Kid Radio? What's Real Kid?
Actually, we do explain that in detail on the show, and I'll let you guys listen. But let me tell you right now.
I know
now,
what
I'm
it is. It's that NAMBLA membership.
Let me.
Is that what it is? Is it NAMBLA membership? Were you touched by an uncle?
Are you seriously a hack right now?
Are you calling me a hack? I mean, seriously, it sounds like I'm listening to Little Jimmy here.
You don't want to say color.
Wait. I am a hack.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a hack.
Yeah, we know that. We know
that. All right, sorry I have bass in my voice, but all right, let me continue. I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to do a little.
Are you
going to
get on your
control.
Knees and lick my ballsack?
I understand that it's internet radio and you don't need to worry about segments, but I'm going to end this segment for you because it's a run-on, boring shit. Real kid.
Yeah, go ahead and end the segment for us there, Trench. There you go. Okay, so
you
know what? Let's just go ahead and bring it down, and we'll see. We'll come back. We'll see if he's still rambling on and on. Could we do like he did and just cut him off in the middle and hang up? Because we broke the rules.
Well, you know, I hate hanging up on people, and I love this kind of shit all the time. I mean, this is hack radio at its finest.
You know, radio wars really are some of the the lowest of the low. That's where you go.
But you know what? The radio
how bad
wars?
Do you have to be to start a radio war with an internet radio show? That's what I want to know.
Well, it's like getting
into a fist fight with the kid at McDonald's because he's spitting your burger.
There's the problem though. We started it.
Did he say color?
He said color.
He said color.
Oh shit! I don't even. He's gone.
He's gone.
I don't even fucking say colors on the show. Colors.
You guys like colors on
your
show?
I wish I had their audio still up.
Oh.
I don't. But well.
You know what we're gonna do though? I know what we're gonna do. We're gonna cut that bit off when you say you like colors on your show and fucking play it over and over. Call their show up and let it play. Let everybody know that what they said on the air.
Colors.
Mm-hmm. I said, hey, you guys shouldn't listen to Real Kids Radio because they don't like colors.
I don't understand why it's not working.
Why are you embarrassing me? Damn it. All right. So, all work and no play. This is for Tauruses out there. Make Jax and Jill's very dull boys and girls. We've all had none.
Apparently, they never put any of that on the air.
Are they reading a horoscope?
I think so.
Turn that back up. Are they reading a fucking horoscope?
Rules of your money and your sex houses are getting it on at the career sector of your chart.
That's some weird stuff.
I think it's a bit.
Mixing business
sounds
with
like
lots
a bit.
Of pressure. It's telling you to have
bits are generally supposed to be funny.
Or with someone,
with someone that works with you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It says it's the American way.
It kind of is. Jesus. At least in my.
This
area,
is what a communication degree will get you.
And then it ends with you remember 2008 is an erection year.
Wow. Yeah, it's a bit. It's a bit. They're
some
reading some jokey
strange.
Shit.
It's not gonna lie. The internet's a scary place. I've said it before.
It is a scary place, as we found out earlier today.
Yeah, apparently a lot of weirdos on the radio.
Any moron can have a radio show. Apparently.
Yeah, all they have to do is go to KLAV.com and pay for the hourly segment.
Anyhow.
Wow.
So, I want to go back to that sex and space thing. How tough?
Okay, we are not doing this to our listeners, please.
Sex and
wow,
space.
Wow, sex and space.
Here I thought Con was bad, but these guys really are comedy AIDS.
Oh, my God, but you know what?
How do you get comedy AIDS? By fucking a bad bit in the ass.
Ooh,
that's it right there. And we all sound alike. Play. Hey, why don't you guys
Tarantula. Hi, I'm your host, Tarantula.
Why don't you guys play another sound effect and play some wacky radio voices?
Dude, he said colors.
I know.
That's wow. I mean, you got to be. Are you shitting me? Are you really shitting me? I haven't been called color in my whole fucking life. I don't think you guys ever called me color.
Well, I'm going to start now. We got us some colors on the show. We're really progressive.
Colors, I said.
We're getting from Stitch at Vox FM. He's basically asking what, you know, he's been in radio for 15 years, and that guy sounds like an ass. So,
guys, by all means, call them up. Tell them what you think. Please, we would love to hear you guys calling in and participating in their show. I think serious questions only.
The only thing I will request, don't swear on their show.
No, be totally cool. Be clean. Because you don't want them to dump you. Because if they dump you, they can say, oh, well, there we go again. Another idiot who can't get it right. No. Please, by all means, call. Be polite, be cordial, and just tell them that they suck ass, Noblin.
No, you know what? See, I don't want to take this too far too fast, man. You're like, you know, jack, boom. I want nice and slow. Let's let this brew.
You
for
want
a
someone
while.
To massage the ball sack before they go right for the pump and dump.
Right, exactly. And the reason is, and this is the mistake we made when we fucked with Bradley Trammell, or I should say, he called in, screamed, and then we fucked with him, is the simple fact that they have egos which are equal to our egos. I mean, let's be completely honest.
Oh, yeah.
We are internet radio. They are pay AM radio, okay? It's pretty
and
much...
And internet radio.
And so internet radio, which, thank God,
they
is
They one-up
free.
Us for that, but we have a colored, so we're even again.
You know, I love the fact, you know, and we do suck at times, and we totally rock at times, but...
Whew. They're all sexually active. So
they're all sex. What a way to come back.
Oh, my God.
This is...
They get sex from
wow.
This is the podcast we listen to. Now, I'll give them props. You know what? They're doing it. Let's give them their props right now. They're doing it.
Not well, but they're doing it.
I tell you, I got to give props because they are doing it. I'm going to take the good guy approach here because I am a tarantula.
That's what you have to do. That's what this radio program is, okay? We are the inmates. You are the guard.
Oh,
sometimes
fuck.
We run the asylum. Sometimes you run the asylum.
And I'll give that.
And
I'll
we fuck
that.
Each other while you're running the asylum. But, I mean, Ew. Come on. Calling our show and telling us that it's their rules.
Well, yeah. And the
you
thing
broke
is,
the rules.
We just called just to have a little fun. We never called to really get into this.
I think the first rule of Spankwagon Radio should be put your balls on your mic.
Don't do it! Oh, come on!
This is an internet hack bit. I'm going to put my balls on the mic. Decaf, why don't you put your balls on the mic with me? There you go. All right. So, for those of you listening at home, and for those of you obviously listening in at KLAV, this
well,
is the
Well, no, I don't think they're listening to us anymore.
They're listening. Trust me. They want to know what we're saying just as much as we want to know what they're saying. We're all attention whores. Because we've got those empty little parts in our soul that we have to fill up with other people's attention.
Okay.
So the first rule of Spankwagon Radio is you put your balls on your mic. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the sound of balls on a mic. Trench. I said balls on a mic, not taint on a mic.
Now those were sound
effects. I think it feels better on the taint.
Now those were sound effects, my friend.
You know what we should do?
Next week, you know what kills me? The sound, aside from the fact, you realize we're just putting our mouths on our balls now? I just want to point that out.
I'm making out with Decaf's mic.
Mindy Lou Bob says, I hope you have sanitizer.
Hey, let's talk about space sex. What the fuck?
Let's talk about space sex with the coloreds.
Okay.
The comment on the review is, you boys are pure jerks. F*** you. That's what she.
So we're pure jerks.
We're pure jerks, and
we're not the only ones
you
don't like.
Just so everyone at home knows, on TalkShoe you can give people a rating 1 out of 5. Guess what she gave us, Jim?
A 1.
A 2.
Oh, I think we just found something interesting. TalkShoe.com.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look at that. I don't know. It. Anyhow, we should go to a break and actually have a real show. You know
but why?
Topic.
This is so much fun.
Yeah, but you can only carry it so far. Especially considering they only got 9 more minutes and then they're off the air. Because that's all they could afford.
Oh! McDonald's doesn't pay as well as it used to, apparently.
Well, you know, McJobs are one thing. Hey, excuse me, colored man?
No, I got to do something with that. I got to think of something good to do with that color.
You know, and I'm laughing because they're like, you got a sound bit. I'm like, dude, every time, I'm thinking to myself, every time we try to bring up soundboards into the show,
it's just horrible.
Everybody gets all like click happy and it's like, Arnold, 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 Arnold.
Here's the part that I find
really. I hate soundboards.
Here's the thing I find really interesting about this. He's making comments about our show, obviously never listening to it. And making assumptions about our show that we really don't have.
We don't have fake radio guy voices. Hey, how you doing? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Well, no, we do because I come back from breaking fake voices and have fun.
Yeah, because we broke the rules.
And their voices are terrible. You talk about us sounding like.
This just happened. Sounds... We hit and run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I got something special
in store for them next week. We're pure jerks.
We need to take advantage of their time. And of course... You know, he obviously doesn't like Papa Joe. We're sort of fans because the guy has been.
He has been sort of,
but he has been pretty big on the air, and he is syndicated across the country and all that stuff. Everyone, I don't know if they don't understand. Everyone has to kind of step back every once in a while, regroup, go forward again. Even though he has been on sporting news radio and stuff like that, and he is kind of difficult to work with, and he hires a dude to wear sweatpants to be his executive producer. Right? Well, I'm not saying the guy's not perfect or, you know, he's kind of all right. But you just got to have fun. And hopefully a studio engineer will enjoy this. Maybe he might actually, you know, laugh out loud in real life. Regardless, though. This is pretty funny.
We better have a 5-minute break because is this a sports show with an old fat guy?
They're back.
They're going back.
Friends with a bunch of 12-year-olds sounding 30-year-olds. Yeah, you guys have to go to break for about 7 minutes. Then you're going to talk about movies for 3. By the way, you're a sports host. Yeah. Then in 18 years, you'll still be here. How's that sound?
Still bagging on Papa Joe.
We only hope for that kind of job security.
Hey, you want Papa Joe, you order a pizza. All right? Anyway, so...
Oh, God. Judge that was the worst joke fucking ever.
Better sex change care in prison.
The picture if you want Papa Joe's and order a pizza.
Order a pizza.
Trench has got the phone in his hand. That does not bode well.
It looks like Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, he's got his hand up. There's some conversation going.
Than him.
Well, I hear him talking. Yeah, uh-oh.
This guy is...
See, that again, that's why I love Trench. He deals... I set fire to something, and he deals with it.
Sorry, actually, this is not those guys. This is Stitch.
She's being denied.
Oh, it's Stitch. Well, bring
them jackasses down. And let's bring Stitch up. Hello, Stitch.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Stitch. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. You know, I'm sitting here listening to this guy make an ass of himself live on internet radio. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a benefit of the doubt by checking out the Arbitron. Now, most of you who don't know what Radio Arbitron is, just go ahead and give you a minute. This is our ratings thing. Let me just tell you for the record that if KLAV, a little itty-bitty 1,000-watt station, can beat KXNT, KBAD, and KDWN, then I would probably show a little bit more respect to them. But they're not even on the map. They are not even on 1.0.
Wait, so what you're saying, then, is that little rating or whatever they were talking about when he was on the line is dick compared to Arbitron, which we all know, anybody who works in this industry, even fake radio like I am.
Fake radio! Sound effects on our crazy DJ voices.
Here we go.
Here we go.
It's like equal to the percentage of black people in Northern Nevada.
Wait, not black people. Colored.
I have met the colored population of Northern Nevada. His name is Tim, and he's a wonderful individual.
Hey, hold on, Stitch. They're going to put one of our listeners on.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna bring him up with the mic.
One second, everybody. We're talking about stuff.
Yeah, we are. We're actually just talking about how weird it would be for someone to want to get a sex change. Like, what does he want to get raped? Is that what he really wants? Is that the end all?
Sex change.
Oh, yeah. We're waiting because Minnie Lou Bob in the chat room says I'm on the air.
Oh,
I'm on the air soon. They'll let me through.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So Stitch, as you were saying, these guys are they basically don't even show up on the map. Was his
wife named? Basically, I mean, a little 1,000-watt station compared to. These other stations, AM stations, they're not even registering on Arbitron. It's like nobody listens to that station at all.
So effectively, tonight, we have helped double their ratings.
Basically. basically, if you look at it right now, you pretty much help double their ratings.
Well, hell, I think they owe us $5. That's what I think.
Now, here's the thing. I'm looking at the Arbitron right now, and KRRN, the Spanish station, is kicking their ass.
No, that's the Jihad station.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's the Jihad. Okay, never mind.
Are they in yet? Are they in? But you heard it here
first. 1230 KLAV, Papa Joe to get a sex change in 2 weeks.
In prison, apparently, as well. Yeah. We're making this completely real.
Because that's where he belongs.
Oh, why does he belong in prison?
It wasn't him that called. It was that one cool guy, Murphy.
Yeah, but he paid. He paid them. Oh. He paid him in pizzas, I think. He told him he could get all the free pizza he wanted if you go, hey,
this is
like
painful.
A
I mean, I'm this sorry.
Is, I said, this is comedy age. You get this by butt-fucking a bad off. Bit.
All right, Stitch.
Yo.
Thank you for the heads up on the Arbitron. You going to call an F with him?
I might actually do it, but at the same time, I really don't want to give him a new asshole and ream him out. But then again, you guys pretty much did the reaming out for them and still doesn't beat their ass anyway. So
awesome.
What the fuck?
Hey.
Well, Stitch, anyone you want to call and voice your support for Spankwagon Radio, we would love to have you give a call.
Hey, Stitch.
Yo.
You know the rules, right?
Fuck the rules.
No.
Damn rules.
Hey, Stitch.
Ever in
Stitch,
fucking radio.
The first rule is balls on the mic. So let's hear it.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Stitch. Have a good night, man.
You too, man.
All right. Oh, this is great. This is great.
Okay, Mindy says they are monologuing. So let's bring it up. Let's hear what they have to say. They only have like a few minutes left.
Like who thought of that? Like, you know, it'd be awesome. I have
some
all this poke.
Weird sodomite. Sadistic plastic.
Did you say sodomite? Yeah. What is this, Rick Santorum?
It is
his
am.
Girlfriend's vagina.
Yeah. Facelift guy's like, listen, babe.
You know what makes your vagina look a lot better?
Vagina.
And then it just
these guys haven't seen a vagina without paying for it.
For your crow's feet.
Weird. And your vagina.
Are they gonna say anything here? Or are they just
grotesque.
Gonna?
Anyhow, just gonna. I wonder after Papa Joe gets a sex change if he's gonna get the shot.
They're still talking about this shit going.
They're
something
still
different.
Going on with Papa Joe.
Going something different.
We're gonna go ahead. Wrap it up for tonight, Brian. Thank you very much.
I don't think they're going to say it.
That's right.
Nice.
High five.
High five.
Oh, I know. Next time we're going to everything. Can I get a high five?
High five.
Take over. CB Radio. Listen next week.
High five.
We Hit and Run featuring Kevin Scampoli and Anthony Saunders.
All right. They're not going to say anything. Cut them off. Let's not give them any more time on our show.
Done.
High five. High five. It's like girls' night.
Give me a high five right
now. High five. High five. Woo.
What kind of fucking shit is
we're
that?
We're going to pick on Papa Joe.
We're going to talk about
high five.
And then when we come along going, ha, fuck you, our dicks are huge. They're all like, you got internet radio voice ads.
You broke the rules. You broke the rules.
Which we didn't because what's
you know what? If I say that like that again or you say that, we're all going to walk out of here sounding like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah, brother, you broke the rules.
You broke the rules.
Boots on the ground.
We didn't break the rules because what is the first rule of internet radio?
Put your balls
on the mic.
Balls on the mic, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to a break. Recharge a little bit here. It's a little warm in here.
Yeah,
anyone
we
else
need
getting
some
a little toasty?
Air.
It's a good thing I'm wearing Under Armour.
Good thing.
Because I get hot and sweaty doing internet radio.
Hey. Hey, you know what?
With my colored.
It's that 1,000 watt. That
1,000 hey, watt. Wait. They got 1,000 more watts than we do.
They have 1,000 watts. We have the entire inner tubes.
Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
Right. We'll be on a mic.
We'll be back. Right.
Check this out.
And rock a rhyme, I said it's not that easy.
It's 3-2.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with Spank Wagon Radio online, spankwagon.mythroatiskillingmenow.
High five!
High five!
High five!
And, you know, we're not even going to go into detail on that yet.
We'll put that up on the...
We'll put that up on the site.
Put it up on the media site.
Oh, I'm doing that shit right now.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that on that machine, dude.
Why not?
That machine is puke-ass smoke.
It's going to... It'll be fine.
All right. I'm just saying, you're going to be, like, pissed off at it. I usually get pissed off within 10 minutes.
No, it's not that bad.
Because you have zero patience.
You're right. But yet I have all the patience in the world. Sometimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Hack Shock Radio.
Real Kids Radio.
Play a sound
effect.
Real Kids.
Okay. Everybody, deep breath.
Real Kids.
How scrappy do we need to call her back?
We do. Yeah, we need to call her back. Because she's... something's going on, apparently. I don't really know what it is.
Oh, she got drunk.
She's getting laid by Dick Trickle. That's a real name.
Could be Cole Trickle.
who? Dick Trickle. There's a reason. I'm not a NASCAR fan. That's probably in the first top 100 reasons why I'm not. All right.
How about the fact you have all your teeth and have never fucked your cousin?
That's another good reason.
Or knowingly fucked your cousin. So anyway, guys, again, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us at spankwagon.net. Don't forget our MySpace and all the other stuff. Guys, over the next couple of weeks, we've got some interesting stuff coming up.
That didn't capture. Try that again.
We've got a couple of musicians, some performers.
I have next week. I got someone. I'll give you more details, but I have someone coming next week.
Cool. And we've got a phoner possibly, and possibly something live as well next week.
Okay.
Let's see if we get scrappy.
So, there we go.
Telephones are ringing.
Hey,
Scrappy, how you doing?
What's up, sexy?
I'm good. Guess where I'm at?
Some NASCAR fan's trailer.
No. I am reporting to you live from the Walmart parking lot, which is conveniently placed approximately 2 miles away from NASCAR, the NASCAR event, for those of you who don't know. Am I on air right now?
You are. You are live.
Okay. So I've never felt like I'm in a complete different country before in my life.
Scrappy, sweetie, hang on. We have to actually use the $20,000 phone system here.
I'm amazed. I'm actually gleeful, and I'm praying this doesn't crash. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, Spank Wagon. How are you doing today?
I am doing good. How are you doing?
Good. My name is Ahmed. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, my friend.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes.
Well, I'm not from here, so don't make fun of me.
I am from here, and I will make fun of you.
No, dude, you are doing Middle Eastern accent. I'm African.
You are African?
I was going to say, it's...
Hey, it's a black guy!
It's another colored!
First of all, I'm African. I'm not black like here. I'm African.
You're African.
From Africa.
What part of Africa? What part?
Cameroon.
What?
Cameroon?
You don't have any culture. And I was calling because I'm disgusted by what you guys say on air.
Like what?
You guys were talking about the Real Boys, Real Kid Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, I used to hear horrible things about Tim.
Yes, did.
Now, are you Ahmed or whatever your name is, are you a fan of Real Kid Radio?
I listened to their show tonight.
Okay.
And it was not bad enough for you to be talking bad about Tim.
That's awesome. Now, here's my... Scrap. By the way, Scrappy, she's our fourth host. She took the night off. She's online. Say hi, Scrap.
Hi, Scrap.
Figures, Pratter. Yeah, you know, da-dun-dun.
So, Ahmed or whatever your name is. Let me ask you something.
I'm head.
I'm head.
Your head?
I'm head.
You know, this,
what
which,
does everybody want?
Head!
Oh, all
right. Have a cool name like George or Christopher.
George or Christopher?
Christopher.
Christopher George.
Christopher George?
Americans have silly name.
Oh, anyway. Okay.
Oh,
so I can't tell if he's French, Canadian, Moroccan.
Well, he's saying he's African.
Okay. So anyway, so let's breathe this on. You're from Africa, so of course you have to fuck small children. I mean, that's pretty much a standard,
right?
Well,
that's the whole thing. They think that they can get rid of AIDS by fucking small children. Kenya's in disaster.
Now, when you fuck small children, do you fuck small children while listening to Real Kid Radio, or do you, like, record it and play it back?
Don't say bad things about them.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Guys, I think we're being pranked.
Oh no! Hey, Scrap. I love it. The phone works. Yeah.
You guys hung up on him.
Yes, we hung up on him.
What's his name? Ikmal.
I think it's small
balls.
Head. I think it's small head.
Small head.
Small balls.
We should have had him play rule number one.
You know what,
Scrappy, you can play rule number one with this. You don't know this
number
yet,
one.
But we broke the rules. Well, we're gonna play by the rules. And rule number one is you put your balls on the mic. So, Scrappy, why don't you take your balls and put them on your mic?
Okay, they're on it.
Wait a minute.
Why do I feel like I have a ball on my mic?
Oh.
Wow. So I guess these guys, they may still be live or they
No, I think they're just having fun.
They're just having fun.
They're just having fun.
Well, then, why don't we bring them up and see if there's anything on the air? Why don't we call them back?
So why don't we not and say we did?
Look, you're just mad we're not giving all the attention to you at the Walmart parking lot.
Why are you at a Walmart? Because you've progressed from a Hilton to a or degressed from a Hilton to a Walmart.
We're getting food to barbecue. We're buying bison.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Wait, hold the phone. You're buying what?
I'm just kidding. That's what he wanted to buy to barbecue. He really wanted to go like redneck style. It was funny.
Wait.
Who are you with?
Bob.
Bleeding Balls Bob.
They're on someone else. They're a different
show.
The
big balls.
The one with the big balls. You know, maybe they're doing it podcast only. I think they're do you know? Now, the caller ID came up with the last number called. I think we should call them back.
$20,000 phone system.
You know what I think? I think we should have a real African-American be upset that a fake African-American called.
Where are we going to find a real African-American?
That's fucked up.
Da-da-da-da.
Decaf? You?
Well, whoever it is, they were from California.
I could have sworn.
You can't tell?
I'm gonna save that. I'm going to let them call us. It's more fun.
Or are you just being cheap on the call?
Yeah.
So who are these guys anyway?
Well, okay, here's the story. Wow, it looks like this show is going to be complete. I even wrote for the show tonight, but you know what? Fuck it.
We're having too much fun.
Too much fun. Basically, and I got to get the chat room back up. I'm sorry, chat room. I'm ignoring you guys.
Basically.
All right, Scrap, shut up. We love you. Shut up. Pie hole. Fill it.
What?
Balls on the mic, boys. Balls on the mic.
Balls.
Give me a suggestion, Chris. First.
All right. You broke your mic.
Balls.
You broke your mic.
Who?
All right, Murph killed his mic by rubbing his balls on it, so his balls are staticky. Hold on, ready?
There we go.
Yeah.
Eep, op, orp, aha, that means
Walla,
I love you.
Bang. All right, so basically what had happened was we heard someone making fun of, you know, internet radio cohort. Yes, Papa Joe Chevalier, the same guy we make tons of fun of. But we couldn't pass up an opportunity. We listened to some of their podcasts. We kind of did some, you know, we do what we do. We listen to everything we can. We decided to fuck with them. So we called them up, and we fucked with them. And it was fun. And then they called us, and they fucked with us. So now, sometime in the future, we're probably going to call them and fuck with them.
What does he say? Because I can't read it right now. I'm busy.
He's not on the line.
If you'd like to find out, if you'd like to,
Scrappy, not you guys, in the background here.
Shush. If you'd like to hear what he said, you can always tune into our podcast at podcasts.lvrocks.com, and you can download this show and all of our others.
Yeah, dating all the way back to at least when I remembered how to record in 2002.
Now you know we're whores. There, we got to pump out anytime we can. There.
Right now.
Who's this? What?
Hello? I don't know. I keep hearing someone else. Scrappy.
She's in a Walmart parking lot. She's hearing someone.
No, I'm actually in Walmart right now.
Oh, okay, Scrappy, you have a job to
yes,
do.
Yes, you do.
Oh, God.
This is what I need you to do, okay? I need you to go to the cooking section. I need you to get the biggest bottle of peanut oil you can find.
Okay.
Then I need you to go into the produce section, get a cucumber. Then I need you to go over into the personal section, and I want you to get a douche.
Okay.
A box of condoms.
Okay.
And then go to the hardware section and get a clamp.
Okay.
And then walk up to the cashier, and when you pay for it all, just look at this log. Just sit there and see what the cashier does.
Actually,
okay,
I was going
to should I go up to a female cashier or
yes.
a male cashier?
No, males will be lustful.
Males will be lustful.
No. Go to a male cashier and then ask him if he knows if you guys have anything bigger. So do you guys have? ask him if he has anything bigger, and if he tells you to get an eggplant, just give him a hug. Biggest thing of peanut oil, cucumber.
Hey, you know what though?
Condoms.
That's a really good way to find a date, isn't it?
Yeah, if you want to date some sick fuck like me.
That's true.
Or at least maybe not a date, but at least a good lay.
A good lay.
That's what the cucumber's for.
He'll spread you like parquet.
So you gonna do it, or are you gonna?
Are you gonna do it? Or are you gonna puss out on us?
No, run it by me one more time, real quick.
Okay.
I got the cucumber. I got the douche.
Cucumber.
I got the
cucumber.
How do you get all that stuff? No, that there's
she
no way.
She got the cucumber and the douche. That's all that really counts in her eyes. Okay, cucumber, cooking oil, douche, condom, clamp.
Cooking oil? Wait, why cooking oil?
That's lubricant.
What if I just went and got actual lubricant, like the
KY? KY, perfect. Get KY. Get a big thing of it, though. And ask if it comes, again, ask if you can get anything larger than the cucumber and if they have the KY in any larger sizes. Tell them you're planning for a big NASCAR weekend. And ping pong balls, because you got to do the ping pong ball trick.
And then when you pay, go back and return it.
Yeah, then take it all to the
items.
Take it all to the return desk. I couldn't find anything that I felt would be really comfortable. Since you guys don't sell fire hydrants.
But she has to pay with cash. You have to pay with cash.
I don't carry cash on me. I don't have cash. Why do I have to pay with cash?
All right, we'll do it. Go and do it. Okay, and then.
But why would I have to pay with cash? What difference does that make?
Your name is on a credit card, sweetie.
And?
She doesn't care.
No shame. All right, I like this girl already.
Okay, so go and get all that stuff, and then call us back when you're in line. Now, when you're in line, the important part is to be on the phone with us. We're going to tell you.
Let me tell you right now. What time is it?
8:19.
You won't be on air by the time I finally get up to the
okay,
cash register.
Do it quickly.
No, listen. It is packed. There are like 15 million RVs in the parking lot.
Okay. New plan.
Time out. Scrappy, I got it.
Just
go up to one guy with two or three of those items in your hands and go, can I get a price check?
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
We'll see, because I've got some things that I actually need to shop for.
That's fine. You put them in a basket, but the important things.
Holy shit. She's like, I got to do frugal first. No.
You know what, Scrappy? Don't do it now. We'll make this into a bit. We'll send you into a store to buy all these things.
Okay. If you give me money to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll give you money.
Yeah, we'll
to do
give
it.
You money.
Okay.
All right,
I'll
Scrappy.
I'll do it if you give me money.
Yeah, have fun in Wally World there.
Wally World. She don't know what Wally World is, dude.
Fuck you guys.
Do you know what Wally World is? No. Do you know what Wally World is?
Walmart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Walmart.
I know. No, sweetie.
No, it's not.
Wally World is another name for Walmart.
Yeah, it's also...
No.
Well, in my generation, Wally World is another name for Walmart.
All right, she has us on that one.
But
okay,
she's born at a retarded
World?
Time
of
the world.
I'm asking another person who's young. What's Wally World?
Walmart.
Or?
Walmart.
Okay, there you go.
Was it?
Hold on a sec.
Every random person in the store and ask
yes,
them what Wally
yes,
World
now we're
is.
Doing. Okay, you called it. Now we're doing man on the street interviews. So that's, this is what we're going to do. You're going to walk up to a guy and you're going to ask him a question.
An older guy.
You have to tell him he's live on the radio, okay? And you're doing a bit. You have to say we're doing
No. She has to do this to win money on a con.
Yeah, you have to do this. Shh. You have to tell them you're doing this to win money in a contest and they're live on the radio. Okay? You have to ask them what they would prefer. Okay?
Get the fuck away from me. What? I mean,
what do you think it'd be good for her to ask? Yes, right now you're going to do live man on the street interviews. Okay, what would
That's
they prefer?
Silly.
Would say a woman? No. What would be something good? What would be something good?
I am not doing that.
You have
you
to ask.
Guys, no.
Right, well, go ask about Wally World.
Stick in the mud. No. Don't hang up yet. Don't hang up yet.
I need one vote.
Nope, not yet. No. Scrappy, you have to be going. You have to be willing to walk up and interview someone and ask them creepy questions.
Trench, are you trying to hang up on me?
No,
not at all. Now,
do it.
Okay, so what you need to do is you need to walk up to one of these guys and ask them, did she hang up?
She hung up on
me. All right, fuck her then.
I was 23. I was married. I told you she's never going to do a bit, dude. Who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they too were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and really changed my life. Now my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who was, of course, my stepmother. So
father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. Yeah. And every time I think of it, nearly drives me wild. 'Cause now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Now streaming live over the Walmart PA speaker, I'm sure of it. All right, Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
I couldn't find the MP3 for The House Next Door to Me Was Sold to Niggers. I couldn't find that.
Would it be Chicanos?
In this town, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, we gotta regionalize it a bit. All right, so here we are, Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
Sweating our balls
off. Oh, my God, it's fucking hot in this studio tonight, which is nice. Normally, it's freezing ass, but, you know, you do what you do. Well, let's see. We've taken care of other people online. We've tried to talk to Scrappy, but she doesn't get this whole shut up, listen, talk. We
doing
got
anything that doesn't necessarily fall in her comfort zone.
Well, which is everything that doesn't fall into her comfort zone. I mean, let's face it, she's chicken shit. I mean, I thought I was chicken shit.
Yeah,
she's
a big chicken shit.
Yeah. The next thing I guess we need to cover, I don't know, do you really go into hard news tonight? Because, I don't know, we've got like a half hour left to kill, and I really think hard news will work right now.
I got an idea. Why don't we do what these guys on that other show did? If any
Are
of
we
our
steal
listeners,
a bit?
Yes, if any of our listeners would like to call up and ask us advice on sex, please by all means give a call.
We know this is a bad idea because we know you have zero morals, and we know Decaf has way more money than. Oh, sorry. Yes,
I got pretty much zero morals too.
Yeah. Okay. I'm the only one that has morals, or at least I have a broken penis. So
bukkake with a cup of sake.
Oh, here we go. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, why don't we get a caller? 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. By the way, that dude is pretty good. Either we left a caller ID on, or he actually went to the website and looked up the phone number. So, hey, kudos for someone going to the website and looking up the phone number.
Hey, that's a hit for us.
Can't get a motherfucker to sign up to the website. No. But prank callers, use our number, sure. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call, and we'll steal a bit.
Is this an open cell phone? Prank caller.
Yeah, really. Huh?
Eric Stoltz, Pulp Fiction.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, the guy who called us the Nigerian or whatever from you Negro Stan was really from California, or at least he was in California when he called.
Maybe California is now part of you Negro Stan.
It's probably some white Jew. It's a Jewish
now,
dude.
Why you got
hello, Ivan!
Why you got to pick on the kikes?
Hi, la 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 la.
Lady.
And why does every Jew have to be Jerry Lewis? Why is it? Now I'm Seinfelding. I'm sorry.
What's the deal with airline food?
Oh, my God. But wait, that's a radio voice.
Oh, sorry. Hey, y'all out there.
Wait,
radio land.
But it's better than this.
Oh, okay. Call Scrappy right now. She's telling me that we hung up on her.
No.
No, we did not. And we have this being recorded to prove it. Call her back. You have her number over there?
No, I'm actually just, we're going to get real callers. Okay. Scrappy can call us back when she wants to. We did not hang up on her, and you can go to podcast.lvrocks.com to listen to that.
Well, you can call her back. We ain't doing shit anyway.
No, we're not doing too much shit. We like I said, we planned and had some hard news, and I was going to talk about like the fucking dude wasn't cooking meth in a hotel room. He was cooking ricin.
Ricin? What the fuck is that?
You don't know what ricin is? All right, ricin is a poison. Ricin is so fucking deadly that
you mix it with the Roni.
It's a San Francisco tree. No, it's basically a poison, like a serious ass poison. Like a little bit of it in any water supply can kill like thousands.
Damn.
It's made from, of all the craziest shit, castor beans.
Castor beans.
Yeah, like castor oil is made from castor beans. You go a little bit further in the refinement process, you make this shit called ricin.
It's also used in cancer research.
Yes, it is. Now, this ricin was found in a hotel room in Vegas. Now, of course, Let's play guess the hotel. If I give you three, I'm pretty sure you'll figure this out. Was it the Monte Carlo? Caesar's Palace. Or Extended Stay Suites.
What? The stat and what?
Hold on, I gotta kill Alex. Thank you.
The stat and
sorry,
what?
My voice was getting kind of strained going on with her. The Extended Stay Suites.
Was it at, you know, the Monte Carlo, the Western, or the Extended Stay Suites? Where would
tell
they possibly
colored,
be cooking rice?
What is your answer?
Color or colored? First, where would you cook rice in? At a nice expensive hotel or Extended Stay Suites?
Is that the Western? Mm.
The well, Western. You know, you have less of a chance of getting barged in on a nicer hotel. So if you're going to cook it, I do it in the nice hotel because, you know, you don't get caught as easily.
Oh, there you go. That's your guess, is a nice hotel?
Unless the facade of the hotel catches on fire while you're trying to do it.
Well, maybe that's why it caught on fire. Now, Decaf, what is your guess between you and our caller? And I know this caller, this is Mindy Lou Bob.
I would probably say in the Western.
In the Western?
I probably thought it was crack, nigga, didn't know the difference.
You know, you're not too far off. As a matter of fact, both of you are dead fucking wrong.
I know it's
it
the
was
suites.
The Extended Stay Suites.
I don't even know what the fuck this shit is. That's why I didn't guess it.
It's like rent by day or rent by
yeah,
week.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I thought that was on the national news this morning.
Yes, it certainly was. When you find a possibly toxic terrorist agent in a hotel room in Vegas.
A chemical agent, not a
chemical
real agent.
Agent.
The actual terrorist agent called us. His name was Nduku Hedo.
Calling from California.
His name was Ahead or something like that. And I'm just wondering, do people go around and ask you, you know, to cup them or something? I don't know.
I wish someone would cup my head. Caller, what's your name?
My name is Mindy Lou Bob.
This is Mindy Lou Bob.
This is Mindy Lou Bob. I know who Mindy Lou Bob is. This is the vicious circle kind of friend.
Is Mindy Lou Bob hot?
Yeah.
I refuse to answer that under the grounds that her husband will kill me.
Nice.
Oh, he won't kill you.
No, he won't. She's good looking.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going to get killed.
Yeah, flannel nighty. So, Mindy Lou Bob.
Yeah, she is in Iowa, so she's wearing like wool everything. All right, it's like 3 degrees below tit, okay?
How many socks you got on?
Yeah, actually, we had a little bit of a thaw today, so...
33 degrees!
Yeah, 33 degrees, and so the street is a swimming pool because the snow is really up to our eyeballs. It really sucks.
So, Mindy Lou, why did you call into our show? Tell us why you
called in. You know, I've got connections. Yeah. I've actually been AT&T. On the show before, way back in the day.
Way back in the day.
Way back when it was hosted at a Studio A, a.k.a. my bedroom.
Before they let black
people
on, before they let black people on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Way.
Oh, no, you forgot. It's colored.
All of a sudden, I feel like I'm in Boston.
You know, if you're going to break the rules, break them correctly, please.
Oh, and what is rule number one, boys and girls?
Balls on the mic.
So, balls on the mic, everyone. Here we go.
Don't break the mic again.
Balls on the mic.
Okay. Break out the sanitizer. This is, you know, because your mouth goes there. It's like giving yourself head. Come on.
Which, if any of us in this room could do, we wouldn't be here on Friday nights.
No, we wouldn't. I'd be in my car. I'd be hunchback. They call me hunchback, not decaf.
You know, Mindy, let me ask you a question. Is that gay? If you can suck your own dick, is that gay?
Yes.
Why would that be gay?
You know, it just is because, okay, like I consider females very, you know, very enticing, and females have a nice body. So, you know, it's one thing if you kind of had that, I don't know, little of a homosexual tendency and, you know, you play with yourself, but if you're a guy, and you're sucking yourself off. Wouldn't you suck somebody else off? I mean,
no,
I
you know no. What, Mindy, I don't know about that.
Hold on a sec. I have to do something here to make this conversation appropriate.
Uh-oh.
As my mic goes out again.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when you forget your fucking cable.
We got shitty sound.
I hate you, Murph. You know, we cap on a fucking 1,000
okay,
watt.
Okay, I got a question.
And we can't even remember one damn
question,
cable.
I got a question, Mindy. If you could eat your own pussy, would you do it?
No, wait a minute. Why the hesitation? How is that fair?
Yeah, and if jerking myself off isn't gay, how is sucking my own dick gay?
Don't let her answer the question.
You guys, men are always like...
Don't change the subject. Don't change the subject.
It's getting there. Allow me to monologue.
Okay.
You know, I say, you know, if I could play with, you know, if I had boobs, I'd never leave the house. you know, because, I mean, they're right there. I can play with them anytime I want. You know, I could be in my cubicle and brush up against them. Nobody knows.
Mindy.
You know? But
on that topic, could you play with them right now?
But you don't do it all the time because then it loses its, you know, specialness.
Mindy Lubob.
Mindy Lubob. Mindy Lubob.
We're not talking about all the time. We're saying
right now. Could you play with them right now, please?
Oh, yeah, you can play with boobs anytime. If for a span of 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, you had the absolute perfect acrobatic ability to be, you know, for a guy to either suck his own dick or for a woman to go down on her own pussy, would you? Just for
no,
that 10 minutes.
I don't think I would. It's kind of like having somebody wash your hair, you know. It just feels different when you do it versus when somebody else does it.
Now, okay, so you're opposed to going down on yourself. What about going down on another woman? Would you do that?
Yeah.
Could we videotape it?
I'm married, and so it's not going to happen, so no.
That's okay, I was going to say, that's really not the question I asked, but thank you for getting to the answer eventually. So you find women to be attractive?
Well, yeah.
So what about your husband? Does he want to watch you go down on another woman?
I don't think so.
Could you ask him?
Yes, okay. Yes, but the whole, you know, we have like vows to each other thing. It actually means something to us.
I'm not saying you want to marry the girl. I'm just saying you want to lick her snatch. and as the phrase goes, eating ain't cheating. So, I mean.
Well, you know, to some men, but I think he'd be kind of upset with that. But,
so
you know,
he's gay.
The real reason I called in, is because I am really, really disappointed that she didn't go up to someone and that she didn't buy that crap because I was so interested. I mean, I was thinking, you know, she could have gone and gotten like a strand of pearls and like, you know, something else. I think that would have been really cool. And
maybe like a dog collar?
Yeah. She just dropped the ball. So this is what I propose. I propose to make a shopping list. She said she'd do it, but if she doesn't do it, I will do it. I will do it with my cell phone and, you know, in the middle of Iowa at like 2 o'clock in the morning or even during your show at Walmart, and I will do, and we'll see what they do.
That would be fantastic. Now the key to that though is being on the phone the whole time saying things like, I don't know if I can fit that one in my ass, but I'm pretty sure I can fit this one.
Yeah. Cause once you take it to 8, then you got to take it to 9, and then you got to take it straight to 11.
Yeah. And then you got to break all the rules. Gotta break all the rules.
Do you have an earpiece or just a regular cell phone?
I will mail her a Bluetooth.
Mail her some Bluetooth.
Right?
Can I bring a colored friend while I'm at it?
I think you pretty much have to at this point. Now, again, I've met the colored population of Iowa. His name is Tim. He's a wonderful gentleman. You may have to rent one from one of the neighboring states. Well, Mindy, thank you very much for calling in. Hey. And you know what? We will relay this to Scrappy that she's a pussy, and even our listeners are calling out on it.
Yeah.
Before you hang up.
Have a good night.
Hey, Mindy, before you hang up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You will eat your own fucking pussy.
Hell yeah.
All right, thank you.
And if she won't, I will.
There you go.
Whoops, that was out loud.
Oh.
Outside voice.
Oh, my
shit.
God.
Anybody who had a chance to fucking eat their own pussy or suck their dick would fucking do it. I give a shit.
I think curiosity would be the main reason. You don't even want to get
it
off.
We all tried it when we were kids.
I actually have never tried it because I cannot even see. When I was a kid, I couldn't even see my own toes.
You're nice and thin right now. Why don't you give it a shot? Do the whole backflip. See if you can get your crotch into your mouth.
I do a backflip. I broke my fucking neck. I'm
wow.
I've got about as much coordination as
Now, look, I make fun of Trench quite a bit, but there's something I need Decaf to see. Trench here has dropped quite a bit of weight lately. Mm-hmm. I mean, quite a bit. He's dropped an entire stitz. He's wearing the same pants, T-shirt, and belt that he wore 8 months ago. Will you show Decaf your belt and your pants, please? This is absolutely hilarious.
The belt's different.
What, did you go home and get a new one?
No. I bought this belt like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but still, take a look at this. Show him where you're at on the belt. First off, show him where you're at on the belt. Dude, there are like 8 holes between where he's at and the end of the belt, right? And we could fit Scrappy in there with him.
Let me tell you, when I started losing weight, my belt, I had to put a hole all the way in the back. That's how big I went from using a hole in the front and making a hole in the back.
Look at this.
I know.
He has dropped so much weight. It is fantastic. Yeah. And all he had to do was get a tapeworm. That's the really interesting part. Yeah, it's amazing what one dose of semen a week will get you.
Ebola. It's the new diet fad.
So you've dropped a lot of weight. Can you see your dick without looking in a mirror?
No. Because I still got this paunch.
Is that the goal, to be able to see your own cock?
That's the hardest fucking part.
Yeah, this paunch that hangs right over the belt still's there.
I got a little bit of that myself going, and I'm kind of worried about it.
When I sit down, it still hangs over. When I stand up, it doesn't hang at all or nearly as much.
I got
but
a little bit going.
Once it's gone, oh, yeah, look out. Here I am. Woo, I can see my dick.
And it's hard to get rid of. Really,
yeah,
really.
Baby, it's hard. All right, let's open the chat room back up, or the lines back up, guys. If anybody wants to call in, please, by all means, Trench, go ahead and type that out in the chat room, except this time, put 866, not 855. The number again, folks, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
I'm going to say something. Man, after Murphy, after Murphy skull fucked the real kids, right? He's been sitting back, right? His hair is slicked back.
Oh, I took the
hat
off.
It's like he had a fucking orgasm. I swear to God. Dude, you kick your feet. You got your feet
I'm
kicked
relaxed
up.
Now. I'm
dude,
relaxed.
Dude, you fucking calmed in her mouth, dude.
Dude, that's my
bit.
Job.
No. You cummed in her mouth a little bit, and then you pulled out and splashed it all over their fucking face.
I aim for the eyes. I can't lie. Is that rule two? Always aim for the eyes?
I think that might as well be the unofficial rule two.
Because we break all the rules. Uh-oh. Yes, we have a Negro.
In the chat room right now, Scarecrow says, you guys have a black? Yes, we do have a Negro.
We got him from Rent-A-Spook. We got the Spear Chucker special. He, you know... You rent one black guy and he'll steal two cars for free.
Actually, no. We got him at Jigaboo's R Us. let's give mad props to Jigaboo's R Us.
Thank you very much.
They're off of 32 Watermelon Lane and Fried Chicken Avenue.
Hey, no, none of your racial jokes are even funny no more, man. You know why?
They're not even
funny. You know why it's not funny anymore? Because I had never been fucking called colored in my whole fucking life.
I think
I'm serious.
We did have Showdown in there, so another syndicate joined us. Another syndicate.
Oh, that was Showdown. Oh, that was Showdown.net.
Showdown.net.
We may not be on a 1,000-watt AM station, but we got affiliates, goddammit.
You know why I can see the station? I see like a fucking desert, right? You see his fucking sand blowing
a trailer.
By shit.
Couple of tumbleweeds, a trailer, Radio Shack antenna duct taped onto the side of the building.
You guys are breaking the rules.
I just have
breaking the rules.
Wait. You know what? We could actually outpower them. I have like some CB gear that's AM radio that pushes 1,000 watts.
Oh my god! Oh my god! In the chat room, Scarecrow, he says, "I wasn't sure if yard apes were allowed." I don't think I've ever said yard ape. I think that's a
new one.
No, that's a new one.
That's kind of about as lame as Jungle Bunny.
Oh, you can't make fun of Jungle Bunny.
Jungle Bunny is pretty good. The first time I told my wife Jungle Bunny, she laughed for fucking 3 days.
Swamp Ninja. Swamp. I do believe you find swamp ninjas down in the bayou. I don't think you find them out here.
So yeah, down in the bayou, ninja. Stealing buckets of Heineken. let's be straight, you know.
Being stealthy. It's kind of hard to sneak up on somebody in size 14 Jordans.
Jeez.
Wow.
All right, so hello in the chat room, Scarecrow.
And if anybody wants to call in, again, you are always welcome. We are free here. We don't hang up on anyone until you start to bore us. Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so, I know we don't have a lot of time to do a lot of stuff.
We got about 10 left.
So everybody knows spring training did start. Spring training game started.
Baseball.
Baseball been very, very good to me. And,
No. Baseball's been very, very bad to us with 82 assholes on steroids or not a minute. Roger Clemens, you know, Entertainer of the Year. what is that? The Cy Young Entertainer of the Year Award?
Yep.
How many times? Two? Three?
What, Cy Young?
Cy Young. How many times?
Cy Young. Two. Okay. Ah, whatever.
He's the FBI, the fucking feds. You know, there's some Fed guy going, I got to work? When he has to investigate a perjury charge on Roger fucking Clemens.
Well, no, this is even worse than that. This motherfucker, all he had to do was say, yeah, I took him. Now he's going to put himself in a possibility.
To go to jail, Barry Bonds is. You know what's funny about that, though? Bonds was a witness for the prosecution, and he lied to a federal grand jury. Roger Clemens lied to Congress. Clinton didn't even get away with that. Nixon couldn't even get away with that. What the fuck makes Roger Clemens think he's going to get away with lying to Congress?
You are one.
Minnie Lou Bob says, thanks, nice to know I'm boring.
Oh, no. Lou, Mindy Lou, Hulu, whatever your name is. Look, sweet. You were
Mindy
very,
Lou Who.
You were very entertaining. Uh-oh. It's Scrappy. Mindy Lou Who, you were very entertaining, and especially in calling out Scrappy and calling her a wuss for not walking around and interviewing people. Speaking of, I have her on my phone here.
Well, yeah, why is Scrappy calling my cell phone during the show?
Why are you calling my phone instead of calling the studio line?
Cheese chicken.
What?
Why?
One of our listeners is calling you a wuss.
Oh, now she's going to get a like.
I got an idea. We'll call you right back, okay?
Hand me the phone.
All right. She's getting uppity. Look out.
Maybe we should have Mindy Lou Bob call back.
Mindy Lou Bob, get her. Mindy Lou, get in the chat room. Tell her to get on the line here because she's, you know, there's that delay, that wonderful delay. We're not even FCC regulated, but we have a delay. You know, I bet that's one thing the guys over there at, what was that show?
Pedophile Radio.
Pedophile Radio. Those guys, they can't even say balls. That's the funny part. Oh, so now we know Mr. Scarecrow is definitely one of those guys. He's calling out Mindy, telling her she sounded like a fat fucking cunt. Wow, that's
just brave.
That's super intelligent.
I mean, what we do on the radio is one thing, but chat room.
Ooh, chat room.
Chat room.
Internet drama. Scrappy.
Hey, Scrap.
Hey, it's Scrappy.
Okay, so yeah, one of our listeners called you out because you wouldn't go up and interview someone right there. Now, one thing I want to make very clear, we did not hang up on you. You hung up on us.
And my phone must have lost connection. It doesn't tell me sometimes when it does that.
Because we have it recorded to prove it if we have to. Just like we can prove that certain guys at an AM radio station in town, we break all the rules. Anyway, Mindy's going to be, she called you out, called you a wuss because you wouldn't go up and randomly interview people in the Walmart.
It was a bitch.
What?
Who?
Mindy, one of our listeners.
Oh, the female.
Oh, my God. You know.
I thought you guys were talking to a dude.
No, we were talking to dudes, but a chick called in and called you out for being a wuss because you wouldn't go up and randomly interview someone in the Walmart.
And ask them
if they preferred women with or without teeth. So, hold on. I think we got something here. I think we got radio drama. Your mic's off.
Tonight is radio drama.
It's radio drama night.
Mindy Lou Bob, are you on the line?
Let me tell you guys something. I can't hear you all when you all talk at once. It's like some static connection. I don't know if it's my phone or yours.
I think it's you.
Okay, first off, let me handle this. Mindy Lou Bob, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
There she is.
Scrappy and Mindy Lou Bob, can you hear each other?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Scrappy, you're upset that the bitch called and wanted to call you out for being a wuss. Mindy, why don't you tell Scrappy exactly what you told us?
Hold on.
Oh.
Hey, I have another call. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, are we seriously putting put on fucking hold?
We're getting put on hold.
Wow. Now we know where the priorities lie.
You know,
I'm using my cell phone minutes for this.
Oh.
Yeah, do you have to trade in corn for those? How many cows do you have to milk for a text message?
What?
How many cows do you have to milk for a text message?
Well, you know, since, you know, I woke up at the crack of dawn and had to, gather eggs, I haven't had a chance to go to the cows yet.
Yeah, see.
There she is. Scrappy, are you back? Wow.
What the hell?
And she, you know what, why don't you call her back? I think she's having technical difficulties, our trench here.
All right, well.
No, I want to get this on the air.
Yes, I do.
I want this on the air, and far be it for Scrappy's inability to function as a technical human being.
All right, so what we're going to do then is I have to drop one line. Mindy Lou Bob, I hope doesn't drop, but we're calling Scrappy
back. Try it back here.
One more time. So let's see. Scrappy should be. And hopefully this will be Scrappy.
Mindy Lou, are you there?
What?
I'm here.
All right.
Okay, all right. Now, Mindy Lou, why don't you go ahead and say directly to Scrappy what you said to us?
Oh, I just said I'm disappointed.
And she hung up. Okay, that's that. That's the end of that bit. So she can listen to it in the podcast.
You know what? You know what we were trying to do there, Mindy Lou, is trying to get you to tell Scrappy.
I know, but I'm so bad at comeback.
No, here's the thing is,
she can't even keep her phone
working.
So
you win by default.
Yeah, there you go. Winner.
It's probably the black hole of doom inside of Walmart.
Yeah,
I
agree.
It's the signal at Walmart. It's probably really shitty.
Well, you know, in Walmart, you do the time warp. There's a Walmart time warp. You'll go into Walmart, you'll be there for 20 minutes.
Oh, you're in there for
4 hours later.
Yes,
but you got to understand, you're talking to Decaf here sitting next to me, who is in a Walmart for 1 hour, shitting his brains out after a bad stunt.
I was. We did shots of sugar-free energy drink.
60 of them.
And I was in the toilet at Walmart for a good hour.
Oh, and those are the worst toilets in the world. I swear they never clean them.
Oh, that was the one.
5 minutes later, some guy comes and has to smear crap all over the stall.
Actually, that was decaf.
Hey, the toilet was fucking wonderful that day. I would bronze that fucking bowl next time I see it.
All right. Mindy Lou, thank you for calling in again.
Scrappy's all mad because she can't hear us when we're all talking, but if she were to shut up and listen, we wouldn't all have to try and explain to her at once what's going on.
Right. But hey, you know, if you need someone who can listen to directions, you know where to find me.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we're going to need a video camera and small Asian women and you with a strap-on. Anyways.
You broke all the rules.
Wow.
You broke all the rules.
This is fun. Too bad next week's going to suck.
High five.
High five.
High five.
High five.
Oh, I know what the word of the day is. I know what the word of the night is when we go off.
Fucking balls on a mic.
No.
High five.
High five.
Wow. So anyway, we spent the whole show doing this. We talked about baseball for like 10 seconds.
And I totally got sidetracked. We were going into Roger Clemens lying to Congress.
The Dodgers are going to go to the playoffs this year.
Dude, I think they will. Torrey.
I know. He's doing good. I told you this. I told you. He's going to do good for the team. Managers do get paid for doing something. I didn't think they did, but lately I think coaches and stuff do.
Well, we're just in what? The first game of preseason, the first game of, you know, the cactus leagues and the coconut leagues and the fucking guava fruit juice leagues and
the real kid leagues.
And the real and the real pedophile leagues. You know, I mean, it's just the first week. So, I'm not counting my chickens before they're hatched because really honestly, the Dodgers aren't going anywhere.
Dude, you kidding me?
Not this year.
They look great.
They look wonderful. How many things do they have to do to keep great? How many people have to stay healthy? How many people have to work so many games?
All right, so say it. Are they going to go to the playoffs or not going to go to the playoffs?
No.
Oh, they're going. Okay.
Dodgers are going this year. Dodgers are going
this year. All right, what we need to do is, if I can remember this, unlike other bits, I'll put $5 down on it if I had it in my wallet right now.
Oh, no. We don't bet money on this show. We don't bet money on this show. No. Here's the deal. If the Dodgers make it to the playoffs, I get to shave your nipples.
No.
If the Dodgers wait.
Electric razor?
No.
No.
If the Dodgers don't make the playoffs, you get to wax my nipples.
I can't handle pain. You know me, I'm a big pussy.
I said wax my nipples, you dumbass.
Yeah, but if I have to you with a razor scares the holy hell out of me in ways I can't say in
English.
All
right, then I'll use the razor.
Fuck. Well, you do a good job with your head. I can trust you a little more because that's
I know it's
I know they're the most useless piece of flesh on any male body, but they're mine, and I want to keep them. I don't want to look like I'm a breast cancer patient. I really don't. So I'll go with decaf doing it, but I won't go with Murph doing it.
All right, I'll shave it.
All right. So we'll do it. Okay, decaf. You get to be the referee. If the Dodgers make the playoffs, decaf will shave your nipples.
All right, we got a whole season.
If the Dodgers don't make the playoffs, decaf gets to wax my nipples.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, decaf will be the pure, simple middleman.
Okay.
Wax nipples. Dude, you, ooh.
I'm looking forward to shaving.
I'll leave. How is this impartial and fair? I mean, I know it's not. Wasn't going to be.
I know that I can control shit.
Yeah, really, huh?
If I could control it, the Giants wouldn't be fucking. Okay, we can end on that.
All right. You ready, guys?
Hey, by the way, man, look, I got all this shit right here in the videos. Well, your computer's cheap.
Okay.
I'm gonna talk like a true customer. Well, it must be because something's wrong with your computer that your internet doesn't work as good as mine.
All right, hey, well, looking at this, I hate to do it, gentlemen.
We're the real kids of America. Oh
funny. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Real.
No.
I'm choking on my own balls.
Sorry.
Spank Wagon Radio, nigga. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
A real fucking station.
Real fucking internet pretend radio. I've been your host. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And I'm Murphy.
Or was that Tarantula?
Tarantula.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's finish this off with fake radio voices.
And I'm, all right. We'll go with the Quaalude.
I'm colored.
Hi. I'm Quaalude.
No, I can't. My throat's already dying. We got a lot of people to thank. First off, big props, mad props to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for the studio time and space. Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network, and Bradley Muffin's very own Arrow 97 Online.
Oh, is he back?
Yeah, he's back. Also got to say that we're winding down with Flash FM. He's going to be taking a hiatus after next week.
What?
Yeah, he's taking a hiatus. He's got to take care of some business, but, you know, it won't be bad. He'll be back, but we'll keep tabs on him because he runs a Doctor Who site and Doctor Who rocks.
Hey, make sure you go to MySpace/...
Well, hold on. We'll get to that. If we're not live...
You find us in the archive.
Podcast.lvrocks.com. And also, let's not forget our own archive, spankwagon.net. If we're not... Wait, I said that. You distracted me. Find us online. We're so cool. We have two MySpaces now. MySpace.com/SpankWagon and MySpace.com/SpankWagonMedia.
Media, yeah.
That's so funny.
Watch the new video.
I'll tell you what. For everybody who called in today, you fucking rock.
High
everybody, including our
you,
new friends.
Mindy. Especially you, Mindy.
Yeah, Mindy rocks. Our new friends. We appreciate it. Our African soulmate now. Nubuntu got ahead. Thanks for calling in. And everybody in the chat room, let's give your mad props while I still have the time. Mad props to Minnie Lou, Bob, Scarecrow, Stitch, Toe. And, of course, we had in their showdown as well. So mad props to all you. On that note, we need the word of the night. Decaf, what's the word of the night?
No, all three of us have to say it.
Oh.
High five!
B-Rocks. Noise from Vegas.